And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Well, listen, that last segment there, I think we put rounds on target, man. I do. If you want to call in, I'll tell you what, I'll take it. I'd love to see your perspective. And if anybody out there thinks that the drag queen story time is okay, call and try to debate me. You're welcome to it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. The text line is also open. Same number, 833-68-RIGHT. You can text your thoughts. We've had a number of people texting in. Man, Boomer, how many people have you added today to the text systems?
There's been a lot.
There's been a lot. I mean, wow.
Still in the process.
Carolyn from Madison texted in. She's new on the string, I believe. And she said, as far as I'm concerned, these parents are as guilty as the teacher who's trying to pervert the children. And I don't disagree with that at all. We got Juan from Newmarket said, solid conservative and never shying away from the hard topics. And thanks, Juan. We appreciate that very much. We try. Right. Michelle from Huntsville, thanks for addressing these issues, Phil. Not sure the Huntsville City School Board cares about the drag queen, though. The number of people defending this teacher is disturbing. I don't disagree with that, and you are correct, Michelle. But you know what? They're going to have to hear from the people. Because I guarantee you. Listen, Michelle, let me say this, too. If you're listening, I hope you're listening right now. If you're listening to the show right now, let me just say this. My wife says it all the time, and it's true. There's more of us than there are of them. There are more people who believe that this is incorrect, this is not right, it's the wrong behavior, than there are of those who believe that. Do they get noisy? Yes, they do. Liberals get noisy. But guess what? There's still more of us than there are of them. I got some phone calls coming in, so which one have I got first there, bud? Line one? Is that Sparky? Yeah, line one. Sparky from Harvest. How you doing today, bud?
Hey, I'm good. Great show, you and Boomer.
Thanks, bud.
I think there's too much of this drag queen story hour nonsense going on across the nation for it to not be a very carefully planned set of orders being issued from somewhere. And I'm sure the teachers union socialists have a heavy hand in whatever guidance is given out to young teachers at various conferences. But I believe the end game, the long game, is get all our kids addicted to mood ameliorating substances because they're all suffering from attention deficit disorder, right? Once you get them hooked on drugs, and then you get them completely confused with the whole nonsensical gender identity and encouraging them to become transgender and gender fluid, then you've got minds for mush kids who are easily played, easily influenced, and easily steered into becoming dependent on the government. And remember, that's the real end game of the socialists is everybody is under governmental control. And it's nefarious, it's evil, it's as sick as it can be, and it's antithetical to what you and I grew up in both the military and in what was considered a Judeo-Christian nation. But it's a very deliberate plot, and we have to shine a light on it. I thank you for shining a light on it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. And, yeah, you're so right. And, listen, you said something a moment ago that struck me. I thought about this morning, and I forgot about it during the major part of the segment. But I'm going to bet that this guy who's the drag queen is a member of the AEA. And I wonder how the teachers union feels knowing that if he gets dismissed, they have to defend him, because they do. It's like, that's the union. They have to, they'll step in and defend. And I wonder if they're ready for that yet. This is going to be interesting.
Of course they are. I think they've been at this so long. They're definitely ready for it. They're eager for it. And they're hoping that if, this third Obama term right now appoints enough liberal judges, they're going to end up winning. It's a deep, wide, and long game that these sick. I'm trying to use some words that you'll allow on the air. these sick people. They're playing a disturbing game, and none of it ends good for our kids and our grandkids. I'm telling you that.
Unless we take action. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Got to take action.
Gotcha.
Can't be complacent in November. Got to get out and vote. Encourage everybody to vote. Do not be complacent and stay at home.
Absolutely.
That's how we lose everything.
Absolutely. Man, Sparky, appreciate you, brother. We got to go get another caller on the line. Let me grab it real quick, all right?
Okay, bye.
See you, bye. Line two, is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today, bud?
Doing well, sir. I hope you are as well.
I am good. I'm good.
very quickly, I wanted to say what happens to the child's psychology when they go through this, and then they go home and they look at their mother.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point, because it does create.
You have a good.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. And it's a great point. When kids are exposed to this, when kids are exposed to this, it's an objectification. So even if you don't think it's sexualizing children, at the same time you have to argue, you have to deal with the argument that it's objectifying women, because these are men who are pretending to be women in a cartoonish fashion, and overly, and this is what they do in their spare time. They pretend to be overly sexualized women, and they parade around and they have fun with it and make it out to be. And then you have to question, what does that do to the image of women for the viewers? Anyway, there's that. That's a great point. All right, listen, we got tons going on. The phone's still ringing. Boomer, is that one for me? Am I gonna take that call? All right, so I am. We can't hardly keep up. The text line is moving right now. I don't know. So Joe from Owens Crossroads has texted in, says, question, what is the teacher's code of conduct and rules for posting on social media? Can't find it online. Huntsville City schools have been disciplined for showing alcohol. Huntsville City School teachers have been disciplined for showing alcohol and a glass of wine on Friday on their personal Facebook page. Wow, that's interesting. Did not know that. Joe, I don't have an answer to you for you, but I guess we need to find out. Thanks for the text. I got another one here. Craig just texted in, doesn't say where he's from yet, but he wants to know the link to the mother at the school board meeting. And so text is coming your way. Just sent it to you. It's actually in a Twitter format, so just that's where I got it. But Craig, I just texted that back to you. So I got a call on line three. Is that Renee, you said? Renee on line three, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Phil. What's this about this?
Did we lose him? We just lost him. Hey. All right. All right, Renee, if you can hear me and your call dropped off, man, you're welcome to call back. We'll take it. He had a question, but I don't know what it was. Boomer, you talked to him. Tell me, what was he saying? Okay, Boomer's answering the phone. Maybe it's Renee again. Technology. Yoo-hoo! All right. It's always fun. Y'all, I'm pretty sure we could launch a space shuttle from this studio here right now. You good? All right. Line three again. Renee, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, my son goes to middle school there at Mount Gap.
Okay.
I just got done picking him up, and I'm waiting to pick up my other two sons from Grissom High School.
Okay.
I hope this guy is nowhere around the special needs children. Because my son goes there as a special needs child at Mountain Gap Middle School. I don't know what's going on, but I hope somebody from Huntsville City Schools is listening. I'm going to find out what's going on, and I will be at your next board meeting, and you're going to hear me loud and clear.
Renee, good on you. Thanks for taking a stand for your kids. And thanks, by the way, for taking a personal interest in being able to pick your own kids up at school. And just anyway, stay in the fight, brother. Appreciate you.
Believe me, I will. Bye-bye.
All right, see you. Wow. All right, we got any more calls, Boomer? I mean, you were going crazy over there.
Have accidentally hung up on somebody. Just call back, guys. My bad.
Well, when there are multiple lines ringing all at one time, you got to do what you get. You're like a one-armed paper hanger over there. I mean, like you're sitting like you need to be just, you know, have like three other arms so you can do what you got to do. All right. We got new folks joining the text line. Dwight from Decatur, we see you, man. Glad you're on the string. Of course, I mentioned earlier, Michelle from Huntsville, Joe from Owens Crossroads. I mean, it just goes on down. There's so many more. Brian from Somerville, Mike from Huntsville. Anyway, appreciate you guys. And thanks for being a part of the show. Boomer, tell you what, we're about a minute and a half earlier than usual, but I'm going to switch segments. I think I'm going to switch segments. We'll see. Go ahead and take the break right now, man. Let's do that. We'll go to the break. We'll come right back. My next topic is called heavy hands. Like, what happens when those who are in authority abuse that authority and get heavy-handed? Well, we'll talk about it. Government, big corporations, and then top of the hour, my friend Becky Gerritsen from Eagle Forum knows about it firsthand. She'll be here to talk about it. Be right back.